Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm so tired of being alone. I'm so tired. The Reverend Al Green, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Chuck Martin is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of the brand spanking new book, The Third Screen. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to want to buy two because you're going to want to keep one and give one away once you see what Chuck has in here. Chuck, congratulations again. Tell us how we can find it and remind us about your website, please.
Okay, The Third Screen is available at every bookstore in the country, as well as Amazon.com at a discount and independent bookstores as well. And it just went on sale, so it is in stores now. And our website, and if you want to use this, you can actually, if you do this on your smartphone, you can see what a mobile website should look like. It's called thirdscreenrevolution.com. That's thirdscreenrevolution.com. And if you open it on your mobile phone, that will be a mobile site automatically. If you scroll to the bottom, you can hit a checkbox, and that will convert it to a traditional website. So you can see the difference between a mobile website and a website.
Very good, and thank you for making that happen on the website. Thanks for showing us what it would look like on the mobile. That's going to be very important.
Website is not the same as a website. A mobile website is really different. It actually in mobile, less is more.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I want to talk about something. I want to talk about global for just a second. You and I both know that. You know, Americans sometimes get the idea that we're, you know, we're the biggest and best at everything. But when it comes to mobile, we're not the biggest. I mean, the rest of the world is much heavier adopters of mobile technology than America is. But there's one reason. It's an ironic reason. The reason is because their telephone company, their landline companies are not as good as ours have been. So because America's landlines have been a lot the best in the world, we've been slower to adopt mobile. Other countries, Europe and Scandinavia and the third world countries, mobile is their future, not landlines, more than ours. And they're adopting smartphones now. So what do you think? Don't you think mobile has a chance to make planet Earth even smaller, especially even for small businesses?
Well, if you look at the mobile marketplace, a lot of the technology started outside of the U.S. for just those reasons, because of the carriers. And what's really kind of interesting, just Canada, for example, in Canada, 50% of the phone connections are wireless. In the U.S., it's 25%. There's just a comparable stat. So in the QR code, which is quick response code, those square boxes that people check on their scan on their phones,
right?
Those were created in Asia like 5 or 10 years ago because people there didn't have a QWERTY keyboard. So they needed a way to get someone on a phone from the phone to a website easily, so they created a code. Now, those have been evolved since to become much more sophisticated, and that's been done in the U.S. But in 75 countries, cell phone penetration exceeds 100% of the population.
Mm-hmm.
And we have all of this in the third screen. We have tons of stats like this, just blow away, interesting stats. If you look at Hong Kong, for example, there are 7 million people, but there are 12 million cell phones.
Right.
So people have more than one phone.
Well, and if you have anything that can be sold or read or listened to or delivered or whatever, if you have anything that those people could buy from you with this other payment technology, PayPal and credit cards and all that kind of stuff, all the different things you talked about in the previous segment, this 96% of all the prospects around the globe do not live in the United States, and most of them, more and more of them, have a smartphone. Chuck, I mean, what else do we have to say, right?
Right. Yeah, smartphones is really where it's at, and even if it's not there right now with your customers, it will be there. So you have to go where they're going. There's no question, mainly because of the value proposition. To have a smartphone, you can actually save money, and with apps, a successful app has to either make life cheaper, easier, or fun. That's what defines a safer
mm-hmm.
app, and we define that in the book. So if you have an app and a smartphone, you can, as an individual, you can save money. So your customers, if you're a small business, your customers are going to be doing this because they're looking to use their phones to save money. So you have to be part of that, part of the game, if you will. That's the way the world is going. In Japan, for example, consumers swipe their phones for payments. They've been doing that for many years.
Right.
In Korea, people have been watching broadcast TV on
right.
mobile phones for 5 years.
This is the future, folks. When you call somebody, when you've heard me say customers are saying, follow me home, well, guess what? Home is in their hand. Hey, Chuck, give us the website quickly one more time.
ThirdScreenRevolution.com.
All right, check it out, folks, and go see what that looks like, and it'll give you some ideas about your own. Hey, Chuck, congratulations on the book. Thanks for bringing it to us. We'll see you next time.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Chuck Martin, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.